Mr. Tanja is kept in a big villa close to the presidency, and he is in a good situation. But his family decided to put the issue in front of the ECOWAS court. And Mr. Salujibo, the current president, visited him and told him that if he doesn't want his situation, he can go to the prison and they will have a judgment for him. After that, he wrote his letter where he asked for clemency of the military power. For us, we say that Mr. Tanja must be judged, but we accept the current situation. Now, I don't know what they will do, but I think that for this transition, they can keep him where he is. And after election, the democratic power will decide what he has to do with Mr. Tanja.
Mr. Tanja is saying that he is 72 years old and he has poor health.
Yes, even though he is old and maybe he is sick, it will be difficult for the military to realize him now. But his situation is not very, very bad. He said in his letter that he is good where he is. So we think that they can keep him here. They don't have to change a place for him. I don't think that it will be a good thing to put him in a prison. And if they cannot realize him now, they can keep him. And after election, the new elected government will see what to do with him.
The military junta has appointed an anti-corruption commission to investigate alleged corruption in the Tanja government. Would you like for him or people in his government to be prosecuted?
We think that it is good to do all the investigations that are necessary, and everyone has to respond of his responsibility and what he has done in the management. Even there are people in our coalition of the former opposition party, if there are some people who have managed and who have do some mistakes, they have to respond to it. So we encourage this commission to do its work.